friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Do you know what YHWH means? It could change how you see breathing forever. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. An interesting look at what YHWH means is making its rounds across social media, and the explanation of God's name is truly powerful. God has many different names, Abba, El Shaddai, Elohim, just to name a few. But Yahweh is the name God specifically spoke to Moses when he manifested himself in the burning bush, Exodus 3. The Lord said to Moses in Exodus 3:14, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." Today, we write and pronounce the name as Yahweh. But in the consonant-only language of ancient Hebrew, the name was the combination of four Hebrew letters to form YHWH and is known as the Tetragrammaton. A post circulating over multiple social media platforms takes a closer look at what YHWH means, and the significance of these four Hebrew letters is pretty incredible. A woman named Sandra Thurman Caporal from the Memorial Church of Christ in Houston is credited with this particular exploration into the name God revealed for himself. She talks about how the pronunciation of the name without the modern-day vowel sounds like breathing. YH, inhale. WH, exhale. Yahweh. So, if YHWH is equivalent to breathing, the author continues with a beautiful explanation of what that means. So a baby's first cry, his first breath, speaks the name of God. A deep sigh calls his name, or a groan or gasp that is too heavy for mere words. Even an atheist would speak his name, unaware that their very breath is giving constant acknowledgement to God. Likewise, a person leaves this earth with their last breath, when God's name is no longer filling their lungs. So when I can't utter anything else, is my cry calling out his name? Being alive means I speak his name constantly. So is it heard the loudest when I'm the quietest? In sadness, we breathe heavy sighs. In joy, our lungs feel almost like they will burst. In fear, we hold our breath and have to be told to breathe slowly to help us calm down. When we're about to do something hard, we take a deep breath to find our courage. When I think about it, breathing is giving him praise, even in the hardest moments. This is so beautiful and fills me with emotion every time I grasp the thought. God chose to give himself a name that we can't help but speak every moment we're alive. All of us, always, everywhere, waking, sleeping, breathing, with the name of God on our lips. What a beautiful reminder that God is always with us. Please be sure to share this story to let others know they are honoring the Lord with each and every breath. Shaquille O'Neal shows unthinkable kindness to family with 9 kids, plus tips struggling waitress. Written by Kelly Kaufman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Shaquille O'Neal's kindness may be the only thing that could overshadow his basketball career. The retired athlete recently showed unthinkable kindness to a family with 9 kids and tipped a struggling waitress. Carissa Collins can endlessly speak to Shaquille O'Neal's genuine kindness. She and her husband have a beautiful family of 9 kids, and that's not an easy path for anybody. Every day requires endless energy from mom and dad just to make sure everyone has both shoes on the correct feet. Because they have almost 40,000 followers on their Instagram account, the Collins kids, Shaq came across the large, loving family online just a couple of months ago. He reached out to the beautiful family on Instagram and sent them a personalized video. He told them that he loved watching all their videos and would love to meet them, and to call him Uncle Shaq. Just a month after meeting him in person for the first time, Shaq paid them another visit and took them out to dinner. Not only did he pay for the family's meals, but he also paid another table's bill, That table turned out to be a group from out of state in the area on mission work. And because the man just can't get enough of giving back to the world, he tipped the waitress $1,000. That was going to help her fix her car that just broke down. He wasn't done blessing the family after just a meal. Jack took them to a Mercedes dealership to replace their 12-passenger van that was a bit cramped and run down. The family got to custom order a 15-passenger van that will better suit their needs. Apparently, there was still more Shaquille O'Neal kindness to go around. After seeing that Carissa's husband's truck was worn and struggled to heat and cool, he went to Ford and got them a new truck. In the adorable post about Shaq's visit, Carissa said, "He also spent time encouraging us and loving on our children and speaking life into our family. I am completely lost for words. You and me both. He's an all-around amazing guy." Even if we don't have the means to give back to God's children the way that Shaq does, we can spread love and kindness. Nobody will ever have too much of either, and who knows, your kindness could be worth $1 million to a stranger.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.